Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today, we are blessed to have a special guest on the show with us. Her name is Petra Boehmer. That's pronounced the German way. The Americans might probably say Boomer. I'm not sure. But anyway, we both do speak English, and so we're going to progress with that. I'm going to give you a little bit of information about Petra so you know why I desired to have her on my show, so she gets to share a little bit about what she is doing. So Petra is actually the founder of the Mindful Eating Institute in Santa Barbara. She is a master's level psychologist who has helped thousands of clients make positive lifestyle changes. Petra has dedicated herself to empowering her clients in taking better care of themselves, both physically and emotionally. Her prescription for wellness is to love yourself deeply, to honor your needs, and not ignore messages from your body. The goal is to set an intention for finding inner peace and treating yourself with love and self-compassion, something so, so, so important. Petra is also very passionate about teaching a daily practice of self-nurturing and not using food as a mood regulator. Her focus is on creating new healthy rituals that are sustainable in everyday life. So that's just part of what she's been doing, but actually I want to get to the part where I'm going to interview Petra and we'll find out from her personally what's going on. So Petra, first of all, I want to thank you so very much for coming on my Blog Talk Radio show and for being my guest. That is really, truly an honor. I really appreciate that.
And Denise, thank you so much. It is truly my pleasure to be on the show. So I'm looking forward to being interviewed. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to have fun. I can feel it already.
I can feel it already. Okay. Yes.
I love it. So let me start by asking you, how would you describe your mindful eating program?
It is a program designed to help my clients let go of the need to self-regulate with food. And what I mean by that, if somebody is going to the fridge late at night and is not physically hungry, I help them to identify, am I hungry? Am I stressed? Am I bored? Am I anxious? Am I worrying about tomorrow's schedule, what my boss will say, et cetera, et cetera. So we identify the true need that is underlying the desire to reach for food when you're not hungry. So it's a little bit different than dieting. The diet is really, my prescription is self-care, and I'm sure we'll talk more and more about that. I used to be a weight loss coach, and now I would say I'm more a self-care coach. It's a very different approach from many, many years ago.
It is. I so appreciate what you just said. There is one more thing, if you don't mind me asking or adding it to it. You mentioned everything that I 100% agree on, and there is another factor. We might be thirsty and think we're hungry. So if we just drink a glass of water, that hunger feeling might just go away.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That was definitely personal experience.
I created for my work as a behavioral therapist, and I worked with addiction as well. I created a little checklist of five D's, like the number, like the letter D. When you all of a sudden have an urge or a craving, like you were describing, drink water is the first D. The second one is deep breathing, then distracting yourself, doing something else. And also simply embracing a feeling of discomfort. So that goes more into the emotional realm that I'd like to talk more about later. But you're absolutely right. If we feel we're hungry, we may be just thirsty. So have a glass of water first. Yes.
That's right.
I agree.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you came to this path with a story mm-hmm. or memorable moment. You know, what triggered that you wanted to become this amazing
yes.
person?
Well, you know how the older we get, hopefully the more we grow professionally and personally. And I used to teach a behavior change program here at a clinic in Santa Barbara. And I was a very assertive weight loss coach and did this for 4 years successfully. And I realized in my maintenance classes where people had lost the weight and were trying to keep it off, 50% of my patients would continue to gain weight back. And I started to wonder what piece was missing. And I realized the emotional eating part was not being addressed. So I decided exactly 2 years ago to let go of my clinic job and start my own business, the Mindful Eating Institute, where I help people who need a little extra beyond diets, people who need more help with the emotional eating part. And that's kind of the story, how I started teaching people self-nurturing and not using food to fill themselves up. And basically the main question is, what is my heart hungry for when I want to eat and I'm not physically hungry, in a nutshell?
Wow. What is my heart hungry for? I love that.
Mm-hmm. Thank
I've
you.
I've never heard that part before. I really
uh-huh.
love that part. And you hit another nail on the head with the emotional
yeah.
eating. That is something I think we're taught that as children. I remember way back when, if my dad wanted us to be quiet because he wanted to watch
mm-hmm.
something on TV or listen to the radio, he said, go
yeah.
have a snack. Go eat. And,
mm-hmm.
and that got us out of the room, and he had his peace, and we had something
sure.
to do. And I go, oh, my goodness, looking back now so many decades later, I
yeah.
go, this is not the way to raise your children or educate
no.
because mindset is amazing what it can do.
Oh, yeah, those are very early beliefs, and we are up against this. Now we are helping people with their weight issues, and often these mental patterns and mindsets and belief systems are 20, 30, 40-plus years old. So it takes a while to reshape your thinking, in my opinion. Would you agree, Denise?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I told you my story that when we took my father-in-law in, and
mm-hmm.
would he have stayed in a convalescent home, he would have lived maybe 2 weeks to maximum two more months because he came to us.
Yeah.
He lived six more years with us. But
yeah.
I felt the third wheel on the wagon and did a lot of emotional eating. Since he
mm-hmm.
passed and I started taking charge of it, I have been able to restructure my mindset. And
yes.
I eat more regularly, but small
yes.
portions. And my blood sugar is balanced. I have a lot more energy. And that's
yes.
what I'm teaching my people now.
It's yes.
better to eat regularly and smaller portions than to just eat once or twice a day and stuff your face.
Absolutely. And I often use the metaphor of if I gave my client a foster child, a little girl, to live with her, would that person give the child another cookie, or would she hold her and say, honey, come here, you had five cookies. What's going on? What's bothering you? Let's sit together. Do you want to draw something? Do you want to play? Do you want to go for a walk? So I use the metaphor of the inner child quite a bit when I work with my clients, because we're so good at nurturing everyone else and often not so good doing it for ourselves. That's what I'm finding.
I love it. And it's so true. Because how can we help somebody else when we don't help ourselves and strengthen ourselves first? We can't give from an empty cup. We can only give from
Absolutely.
What spills over into the saucer. And it took me a
yes.
long time to learn that, but I finally got it. And now you're just supporting everything I'm saying. And I just,
100%.
I love it because there are different ways.
Yes.
There are so many different ways. Yeah, we can be successful. Cool. You know, there's not just one road leads to Rome. There's many roads, ways we can go. And we need to choose the one that serves us best.
And I couldn't agree more with you. Every client I work with is different and unique, has a different upbringing, different tapes that are still running in her mind or his mind. So I cannot offer a cookie cutter recipe. The only constant in my treatment approach is teaching my male or female clients mindful self-compassion. And I borrow that from the researcher Kristen Neff. And it's a beautiful way of giving to yourself as if you were talking to a loved one. And so if maybe the listeners want to explore Kristen Neff, Mindful Self-Compassion, it's a great tool to add to any behavior change.
That's good. I definitely want to look into that. Despite the fact that I have a ton of information and a library of books that I've read and I'm reading, everything new is always, it's good to just further your mindset and work on it on a daily basis, because that's the way we can create good habits.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So how is it different? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, how is it different from
Commercial weight loss program?
Since I taught a weight loss program which was based on behavior change and meal replacements only, I'd say the major differentiator is that I add the component of emotional eating and how our emotions drive us to reach for food when we're not hungry. I created this visual, the emotional eating iceberg, where people can identify, oh, I'm not hungry, so what is really going on? Am I annoyed? Am I exhausted? Am I embarrassed? Am I feeling helpless? So it's a little bit of a deeper approach and goes beyond just behavior. And I feel many of my clients need the extra help. And that is my passion.
100% agree again. That's actually what we're doing too. That's why we have the support system. The entire transformational system we're using has four components. And we're just using those. And the biggest one is mindset and support. Those are the two biggest ones, the community. And the more support you have, mental support, emotional support, physical support. You can go on walking groups or something, do something together.
Absolutely.
That behooves you, that helps you, instead of just sitting on your glutes and watch TV. those are all things. Yeah, those are all things that are so important. Personally, you said something a couple of minutes ago about that about 50% of your people gain their weight back. And that is actually proven medically and scientifically that people who diet and don't work on their mindset gain their weight back sometimes twice or three times as much as before they started.
I have
and that's why I love the system.
So transformation is really transforming the whole person, heart, body, mind. We're very complex beings. And I want to add to what you said about the support. It's so crucial. I started a mindful eating support group on Monday nights here in Santa Barbara. It's for women only at this time. And we connect, and it's so important, like it's almost tribal, sitting in circle with others who completely understand. And so doing this alone is way too hard, especially in a society where a lot of people are very isolated. So I love that your program also encourages walking buddies, calling a friend, or maybe not just journaling, but reaching out. And maybe even admitting I'm having a hard time, I need help, is totally okay, in my opinion.
Perfect. Oh, yes. Wow. So we have already quite a few things in common with different approaches, yet somewhat still similar. So that is amazing. I just love it. Yeah. And we're getting out of that diet mode and change
Thank
the
God.
Habits.
Yes.
And I go, this is so good. You're doing the same thing. So it's just amazing.
Very, very similar. Yes. I'm a member of the Center for Mindful Eating, and they post beautiful, inspirational messages. And one is just stating that diets increase a client's inner critic, and diets are often punitive. And I get calls from people who find me through doctor's offices or websites who say, Petra, I don't have another diet in me. And then I say, good, there is another way. And so the only diet, quote unquote, I would subscribe is a self-care diet, to be really gentle and loving with yourself on a daily basis, as if you were soothing or comforting a small child or a good friend. That's basically the heart of my program, is to be good to yourself. And for some people, it's very hard. They have very, very punishing thoughts about their body, their appearance, a lot of body shame. And maybe that's a topic you and I should discuss, body shame.
Yeah, I've been there, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what it is. Plus, the way I was raised,
yeah,
we weren't, it was constantly, oh, you're too fat, or you're this, or you're that.
Yes.
And I think I told you 2 years ago when I went home and my mom and my dad, no, my dad had already passed, my mom saw me, and I just went from a size 16, 18 to a size 2. She goes,
wow.
Oh, my God, you have gastric bypass surgery? I go, heck no. She goes, there's no way you could do it any other way. Show me the scar. So I raised my T-shirt and lowered my pants a little bit where the scar would be, and she couldn't see anything. She goes,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me? I said, I'm telling you I did it naturally. I will not go or undergo surgery because that's a crutch. For some people, it works. Depending on what's happening.
For some people, it works, exactly. So, Denise, how did
but
you
most of them,
change? Sorry.
Go ahead. Most of them go back to eating more again after they had the gastric bypass. They start with 1 tablespoon and then 2 tablespoons. And before you know it, it's 2 cups or 3 cups of something.
Yes.
And they expand their intestines again and their stomach, and they gain all the weight back and then some.
And by the way, you and I
are talking about, just doing it with the mindset, shifting our habits of disease to habits of health, with deep breathing, with meditation. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. I just use, for example, the Insight Timer on my phone. It's an app, a free app. And I use that to just relax my mind every day. Every day before
Wonderful.
I do something, I take my deep breath, count 4 in, hold to the count of 7 to accumulate all the toxins, and then exhale sharply to the through the mouth to the count of 8 to get rid of everything that I don't want in my body. And within
That's wonderful.
2 or 3 deep breaths, I am 100% rejuvenated. I feel great and I can move on. So I know you're doing the same thing because you did say deep breathing.
Deep breathing and my clients like Insight Timer, I recommend the app Headspace, and definitely deep breathing and carving out a mindful pause. And that's exactly what you're doing, it sounds like it, throughout the day, just pausing, give yourself a moment of peace. And I think it's crucial to say, I give myself permission to do this. And in a culture where everybody runs around and everybody is exhausted, to say, no, I know when to downshift and turn it off, and now it's time for me. So meditation is crucial. I meditate with my clients in group and in my private session. And so slowly, slowly, people start to rewire their brains and shift their mindset, similar to the work that you do.
That's so awesome. All right. Let's see if we can cover a couple more questions here before we go into more free flow talk here.
Okay.
All right. So we did talk about the difference between the way you're dealing with weight loss and the way I'm dealing with it versus the commercial things. How important is mindful self-compassion for weight loss? Well, we actually talked about that. Is there anything you want to add to that question?
What I recommend is that clients, quote unquote, bookend their day. It starts with setting an intention for the day. Let's say when you shower, have your morning coffee, set an intention. I choose to treat my body well today. I choose to be kind and gentle with myself. And then at the end of the day, I recommend they journal about what went well and what they're proud of. So counting your blessings, counting the things you saw, maybe a dog smiling at you out of a car, or there's so many things that go well each day, and the mind needs to acknowledge this. We often go towards the negative. So it's really important to end the day with positivity and say, you know what, I did really well today. My interview with Denise went well, and I'm going out for a walk later. So it's very, very important to shine the light on things that are positive and good. And we have many things to be grateful for, I believe. So, and mindful self-compassion is a practice where you catch yourself whenever you have a negative thought running. For example, somebody says, I'll never lose the weight. I don't get this mindset stuff. To acknowledge that's a negative thought, you do restructuring. It's called cognitive restructuring. You acknowledge, negative thought is running. You trash that thought and replace it with a positive thought, such as, of course I can change my mindset. Of course I'll be successful. If one person can do it, I can. Again, talking to yourself as if you were talking to your best friend.
I love this. You just called this cognitive restriction, and we call it stop, challenge, choose. Have you heard that before?
Okay.
No. The stop stands
for
stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotion under control. Challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask yourself, is this even true? And then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And I do that daily too. I do it in the morning and every night before I go to bed, before my phone shuts off, I enter this into the app that I have, just to keep track of what's going on, and it really helps me be aligned, centered, and feel good about myself, because I caught myself in a situation and I could have made a mountain out of a mosquito just because I did not want to see it. But by stopping that thought and examining it through challenging it and then choosing what behooves me, that has made the biggest difference in my life, I think, ever.
Yes.
More than
I love it.
More than all the other things. Yeah.
I love it. And
Cool. So what is your vision for mindful eating, and how do you want mindful eating to help?
I'd like people to be at peace with food and their body. I have a lot of clients who fear food and stress about eating from morning to night. I'd like food to be a wonderful thing, to be celebrated, to be shared, to use it to fuel your body and not something you squeeze in. It's so mindful eating is part of living a mindful life, being mindful about the choices, your visions for yourself, your future. And we are in charge of how we create our career. Some people feel powerless, but we actually have a lot more power than we know. And so mindful eating is just part of the bigger umbrella, which is mindful living a balanced life. And so it takes a while to shift from the old ways to the new ways. But like you, I have done a lot of transformation over the years. And finally, at age 60, I can say I love myself fully. And I don't take this lightly, coming from a culture, you know, from Germany, where people are very hard on themselves. Now I live in Santa Barbara, where I can live the life of my dreams and help others just be more peaceful in general. And so that's kind of my vision, is be for people to just be more at peace with it, with themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you just said something else. You said fuel your body. That's what I'm saying. And I actually, when people go, well, what do you mean fuel your body? I said, well, let me ask you, do you drive a car? Yeah. I go, when you run out of fuel, does the car run? No. What does that have to do? I said, with your body? Yes. I go, well, see, when you don't fuel your body regularly, it runs out of juice, it runs out of energy, it makes you tired, it makes you groggy, a foggy mind and all that stuff. But if you eat regularly small portions, which we call fuelings, then your car, or in this case your body, goes much farther, and you will reach your destination, because you don't get interrupted in your travel or in whatever you do because you ran out of gas. And you go, oh wow, I never heard it that way.
I like that you use examples like the car. Yesterday I had a meeting with a client who said, I let myself go too hungry. I should bring healthy snacks to work. Now I know she has two cats, and I said, Do you feed your cats regularly? Do they have pretty bowls? Oh yes, they do. And I said, what about you? And then she got it. And I like my clients to send me pictures of meals they prepare for themselves with a candle and table, nice napkins, etc. So last night she sent me a beautiful picture of bowls with prepped little vegetables, hummus, apple, you name it, because she understood her cats would never go without their meals. And why do we treat our animals better than we treat ourselves? So we just need to change our thinking once again.
I love this. Wow. And by the way, did you know that when you put food on a blue plate instead of a white plate, you eat less?
No, I didn't know that.
I just learned that one.
Yeah.
Science has it that the blue color is so soothing. Take a nine-inch blue plate to put your food on it and make sure you have balance in your food group.
Yes.
And just kind of make sure it's not a heaping 9-inch plate. It's just, you know, exactly what you need. And it makes it more pleasurable to eat because you have color. Wow. We eat with our eyes, not just with our mouth.
Yes, we do.
And that makes such a difference.
It does. I know we shouldn't be talking German, but we say das Auge ist mit. Shall we translate it? In German, we say the eye eats along with you, meaning it's so important to have not eating over the sink, setting the table, using what you suggested, a beautiful blue plate, and not watching TV, unplugging from electronics. So eating without distraction is a mindful practice.
And do you also talk about how many times to chew each bite? I did some research on that, and I found out that when, depending on what food it is, if I chew between 30 and 50 times each bite, it's more than half digested before it goes into the gastrointestinal tract.
Right.
And I don't gain weight because it's already half digested, and then the stomach can take over with it. With its enzymes, the rest of it, and eliminate what it doesn't need, yet keep what is necessary for the body to be nurtured.
Yes.
And I go, wow.
Wow. And it's really the opposite of a drive-through burger place. That makes me so sad. People lining up, eating terrible food, and then sitting some more. So it's really going against the culture. If you want to be lighter on your feet and healthier, it's creating new rituals. And that's a key word in my work. I love creating rituals with my clients that are one ritual is the mindful eating exercise, where you take your time, invite a friend, and really, really savor each bite and don't allow any distractions. So rituals are really important, in my opinion.
Absolutely. No argument from me on that one. So that's awesome.
Yeah, they're very, we work very similarly, I think.
Yeah. So we actually can easily say we can support one another in what we're doing, though we have a little bit different ways of going there and a little bit different ways in the support system. That doesn't make one better than the other or worse than the other. It just makes them so. And people need to choose what works for them, because I think that's your goal as much as mine. I don't really care what people do as long as they do take care of themselves.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And
people
so
have
if
to
I
be
can
ready.
Help them, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just had another thought. Hold on a second. Our approaches. So I'd say, since I'm a psychologist by training, I do research on the correlation between early childhood trauma and disordered eating. And a lot of my clients have had some form of trauma when they were little. So that's why diets would never work for these people, because they need to heal the original wound first and then can practice the different mindset, et cetera. So it's really an inside-out approach and building a foundation of healing the original wound. For example, a client of mine who's now 70 watched her parents fight in the kitchen every night, and the little girl self-soothed by getting cereal late at night and then trying to fall asleep. So she was still doing this as an older person and realized, well, I needed to do this as a child to go back to sleep because it was too painful to watch my parents fight. So over time, we were able to help her with self-soothing, comforting messages. I am safe. My family is safe. All my loved ones are safe. So she no longer needed the cereal to go to bed and find peace. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense. Yeah, that's what I would consider emotional eating, to make yourself feel good and kind of tune out other things that are not really conducive in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's
awesome. So that actually, so you actually kind of hit on the next question, who would make a good candidate for their program? Mm. And who could benefit from working with you or with me? You kind of alluded to that, but is there anything you want to add?
No, it's basically somebody who has been on countless diets before and says, I can't do this anymore. I need help. So somebody who's tired of dieting and is open to maybe dig just a little bit deeper and accept that this is a longer process, a minimum, I'd say minimum of 3 to 6 months, more realistically 6 months to a year. But it doesn't have to be hard work. This work can be very nurturing and comforting. It's not like a diet where you stress about it all day. It's very different, but it takes a while. So basically somebody who says, I don't have another diet in me, please help me, would be a really good candidate.
I love it. Man, we're still on the same path. I'm in
awe.
That's awesome. I love this.
That's why we found each other, I guess.
There was a reason behind this, wasn't there?
Oh, there was.
So
I don't know how much time we have, Denise. I'd like to read just one poem later before we end the show, but whatever you want to do now is fine, of course.
We have 10 minutes left. I have maybe 3 questions. I don't know if I'm going to go through all 3 of them. And then we're going to do the offers. So let me ask at least one more question. How does mindful self-compassion go into play? How does this manifest itself?
It manifests itself if I think back on clients who've done really well and have been working with me for a while. One just came back from a trip with her sister, which can be a little bit challenging. And they were on the road together for 2 weeks. She found that she was less reactive, less worried about what to eat, how to eat, when to eat, and also was less reactive in general towards challenges, interpersonal challenges. So in a nutshell, the mindful self-compassion helps people just be calmer and more at peace in general. In my intake form, I have 2 questions, 4 pages, but one question is, name 2 goals you'd like to achieve 6 months from today. So everybody says, well, I want to lose weight. Second answer typically is inner peace. And that's what I focus on. And then once you're calmer and have less reasons to act out or eat emotionally, it's an upward spiral. It's a very positive spiral. And it radiates out to many areas of a person's life, way beyond the physical body, as you probably can understand, right? That's what you're seeing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, with most people, when you look on my Facebook page, the things I'm posting, be it about myself or some of my friends or clients or whatever, you can see, usually on the left-hand side, you can see how troubled they are. And when you look on the right-hand side, it's not just the weight loss. It's their expression. It's their self-confidence. It's their way they express themselves. And I just go, oh, my. And that's what I noticed with myself. I mean, I never, you know, I never felt good. I never thought I would have a radio show or anything like that. And I've been doing this for over 4 years now, just about every Thursday, clockwork. And I get to learn from it, love it, and get to meet other people who come on my show and get to share. And this is really, really awesome. But you know what? Yes. I want you to read that poem first, and then if we have more time, we can go into more. But I don't want to miss out on that poem.
So it was brought to the group, the women's group, by a client, and the author of the poet's name is Holly Holden. I don't know her, but it's a beautiful little poem. I'll read it. Today, I asked my body what she needed, which is a big deal, considering my journey of not really asking that much. I thought she might need more water, or protein, or greens, or yoga, or supplements, or movement. But as I stood in the shower, reflecting on her stretch marks, her roundness where I would like flatness, her softness where I would like firmness, all those conditioned wishes that form a bundle of never quite rightness, she whispered very gently, could you just love me like this? Wow, that's a sweet little poem, isn't it? Yes, it is sweet.
And who wrote it?
Holly Holden, Holden. And the next exercise for my women's group is to go over the poem, and I also wanted everybody to write 5 things down. Today, I thank my body for, you know, it's important that we thank our body for carrying us through life and our heart beating for us. So really expressing gratitude towards our physical body, I think, is important.
Yes, very much so. And the more we accept it and work with it and love it, the easier it is to actually reach our goals and go from there.
So
wow.
True.
Man, that poem was amazing. All right. We're getting closer, so I actually would like for you also to tell the audience what you want to offer them as a free gift.
Sure.
And how they can contact you.
So I don't, should I mention my website now or my phone number, Denise? How does it typically work?
Yeah, you can give the, you can say what the gift is and how they can get it and how they can contact you.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to offer a free initial consultation and no obligation to sign up, of course. This could be over the phone, via Skype, or in person. And maybe I'll say my phone number twice. It's 805-722-7400. That's 805-722-7400. And I also have another gift for maybe somebody else. I created a mindful eating and self-care workbook worth $40. So I'd like to give one away as well. And my website is mindfuleatinginstitute.net. Does that sound good?
Awesome. That sounds amazing. So how do you know who's going to get the book? They need to contact you, and is it the first person who contacts you is going to get the...
Yes, let's do that, and then I'll be happy to mail it.
Okay, wow, that sounds amazing. And knowing what Petra is offering, I'm going to offer everybody who's going to contact me a 30-minute free health assessment where we can go over the questions and figure out what your health is, where you need help, so we can actually find the most suiting program for you, because there is no one-size-fits-all. And you can contact me at dythomson@gmail.com. That's dythomson without a P at gmail.com. Or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And I did say voicemail or text because I will not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling. But texts and voicemails, I return messages within 24 to 48 hours or sooner sometimes. So I just wanted to do that and make sure you guys know you're showered with blessings and you're showered with gifts. So take advantage of it. And I want to thank you, Petra, for having been on with me so much.
It was my pleasure.
A real pleasure. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Got to learn a few things, saw where we're having similar things.
I hope people are benefiting. Yeah, of course. Yes. So thanks again, and I think, do I just sign off right now, Denise, or?
I'm going to sign us off in just a second,
okay.
And then I'm going to give you a quick call, okay? All right.
Sounds great. Thank you again.
You're welcome. To everybody here, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.